President Trump's statement that the U.S. took action against an Iranian drone near the Persian Gulf yesterday. Here's the latest from AP's Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The president said the drone got too close to the USS Boxer yesterday,
ignoring multiple calls to stand down,
and that the warship acted in self-defense.
We have no information about having lost a drone to it.
Hours after Foreign Minister Javad Zarif's statement, Iran's Revolutionary Guard said it can provide images showing there was no confrontation and that it did not lose any drones. Iran shot down an American drone last month, and the president had ordered a military strike in response, but called it off at the last moment. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo confirmed Friday in Argentina the United States has imposed financial sanctions against a Hezbollah militant group leader. Salman Rauf Salman is suspected of directing a deadly bombing in 1994 of a Jewish community center in Buenos Aires that killed 85 people.
The State Department's Rewards for Justice program is offering up to $7 million for information leading to his identification or his arrest. And the United States Department of Treasury is also designating Salman as a specially designated global terrorist, which denies him access to the United States financial system.
On Monday, Argentina's security ministry officially designated the Lebanon-based Hezbollah militant group as a terrorist organization. Pompeo's three-day visit to Latin America will also take him to Ecuador, Mexico, and El Salvador. Officials say a blast at a university in Afghanistan's capital has killed two people and wounded 10 others. Police say the explosion Friday was located near the entrance of Kabul University. This is VOA News. Britain's Home Secretary Sajid Javid warned against the rise of populism and open racism that had catapulted extremists to power. In a speech Friday, Javid said he was proud to say that it had not happened in Britain. Javid outlined a three-pronged approach of tackling extremism, confronting narratives, strengthening communities' resilience, and tackling causes.
This is a sensitive issue, and sometimes it can easily cause offense. But I'm here regardless, because we desperately need a national conversation about extremism. I will not stay silent and create a vacuum where extremist views can fester and grow.
The speech followed a recent poll that's part of research for the threat and response to extremism in England and Wales. The results show more than half of the respondents have witnessed extremism. South Africa's army has stepped in to quell violence in Cape Town's gang-ridden suburbs. Reuters' Anna Bevan reports.
More than 2,000 people have been killed since January in these mainly poor, black and mixed-race areas. Almost half of those deaths are gang-related, officials from Western Cape Province say. One of the victims was a keen soccer player. 17-year-old Trevor Pieters was walking to the shop to buy sweets when he was gunned down by unknown assailants in the gang-ridden suburb of Manenberg.
They shot three. And just to think that he didn't do anything to nobody, that is the tragedy of it all.
The South African National Defence Force said last week it would deploy a battalion to a vast area called the Cape Flats, where high rates of unemployment and drug abuse have fueled gang activity.
That was Reuters' Anna Bevan reporting. A strong earthquake hit near the Greek capital of Athens, causing residents to run into the streets in fear and firefighters to check for people who might be trapped. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley has more.
The Athens Institute of Geodynamics gave the earthquake a preliminary magnitude of 5.1, but the U.S. Geological Survey gave it a preliminary magnitude of 5.3. The Athens Institute says the quake struck 2:13 p.m. local time, about 13.7 miles north of Athens. The quake sparked limited power cuts and communication problems around Athens, and the fire brigade reported receiving calls about people being trapped in elevators. I'm Zaria Shakili.
A large portion of the United States is in the midst of a heat wave. You can read more about it on voanews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
VOA1, the voice of America, VOA1.